It.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. More sharp words after a first debate some call chaotic. The Commission on Presidential Debate considering changes
to ensure more orderly discussion of the issues. But the Trump campaign taking issue with that, saying, quote, President Trump was the dominant force. Now Joe Biden is trying to work the refs. They shouldn't be moving the goalposts.
Fox's John Roberts. Former Vice President Joe Biden calling the president's conduct a national embarrassment and a suspect. Deontay Murray's pled not guilty to ambushing two Los Angeles County sheriffs earlier this month as they sat inside their squad car.
It was an unrelated carjacking 2 weeks prior that led to his capture. Murray allegedly stole a black Mercedes and shot the driver. When police later spotted him driving and gave chase, he allegedly threw the handgun out the window that matches the one used to shoot the deputies.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, hi, everybody. If you've been liking this weather, you're going to love this forecast for the next several days. For today, we actually warm up a little bit back into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives later on in the afternoon. So behind it, clear, pleasantly cool tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. And it's Friday. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Clear skies, jacket weather on Friday night with the overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Then for the first weekend in October, just about perfect. Highs in the 70s daytime, 50s at night, low humidity. You can't improve on that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 15 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
As we get ready for football season, make sure your home's indoor comfort is game day ready.
Don't let your game day company be uncomfortable in your home. If your unit has struggled all year, call United today for a tune-up or a free estimate to replace it.
Call and ask us about our yearly maintenance plans or use our new smart financing to finance a new system with a low monthly payment.
United has a solution for you, whether your system needs to be tuned up or if it's an old, out-of-date dinosaur that needs to be replaced.
We can also make sure your home's indoor air quality is safe for game day with a whole house air purifier.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
Oh, give me a break.
Because you know what? There's nothing smart about you.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in the program. Now, Jack, you're not happy with Trump, but
no,
you
not
were just
at all.
You were just giggling at that.
Well, and I don't think he should have said it, actually. There wasn't a place for it. I mean, when you have to tell people you're smart all the time, you're probably not. But, I don't mind his braggadocio. I'm used to it. I don't mind his tweets. But by God, you have three shots at a debate, and you just struck out on one. You got two more. And, I mean, it just infuriates me that he went in there and acted like that.
Well, 272-9228. We got four callers here, Jack.
All right, yeah, okay.
Let's go to them, because I think you started it up, which I love. Dr. Ken.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Jack, I want to agree with you 100%. This, the form and the style that he used was atrocious. If he's better than Biden on the debate, and that's what the debates are for, to see who can impress the undecideds the most, he flunked. He gave it. He conceded it to Biden. Young lady who's been a school teacher for close to 10 years posted after the first 15 or 20 minutes of the debate that this was worse than any kindergarten class she'd ever seen, and her eighth graders could do a much better job of debating than either of them. But this morning on the...
Biden also paled in comparison to Trump.
Some news commentator this morning said there were indeed several gaffes and rabbit holes that Biden was leading himself into, but it got lost in the chaos and the interruptions. So if indeed
I said yesterday, if Trump would have shut up long enough, I'm sure Biden would have made some stupid mistakes, because the longer he talks, the more prone he is to screwing up.
Yeah, the tactic that would have been much better for Trump would have been to realize that there's a 2-minute limit, so you're going to get your turn. He didn't have to interrupt him. He could have even used the moderator. You know, you can always ask the moderator, did he really say that? Would you ask him to clarify? You know, ignore him. Talk to the moderator. The moderator supposedly is in charge. Chris Wallace was a long way from that. But I think, Joey, you had the caller yesterday who said he just couldn't see Biden as commander-in-chief.
Sure, yeah.
Well, I couldn't see Bill Clinton, and I couldn't see Barack Obama as commander-in-chief, but they each served 8 years in that capacity, and I had the misfortune to wind up my military service in the reserve under the former. But it can happen. So you may not be able to see it. As Brother Dave said decades ago, this nation's strong enough to take 8 years of them Kennedys and still be number one. Well, I didn't feel like that during the 8 years of Obama. I'm happy that we did survive to a degree, and we made a heck of a comeback, but the orange man is about to blow it if he doesn't straighten up and listen to some of his advisors. And I wish one of them was Jack Campbell.
Well, thank you, Ken.
Go on, Ken.
Oh, man, if I were face-to-face with him, I would put my index finger on his chest and say, buddy, you blew it. and you better not blow the next one, because you could blow another 4 years in the White House.
Ken, we got to run. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Ken.
272-9228. Wonderful.
Hello.
Hello.
I have several comments. I hope I, can get them in succinctly. All right. First of all, the debate. I could not watch it. I couldn't get through the full answer or whatever of the first question. I thought I'll get enough sound bites tomorrow to find out what was said, or I can go back and watch. My boys have moved away from my home, and I they've moved out. I wasn't going to sit there and listen to that argument and whatever. It was ridiculous. It was, President Trump was rude and he was disrespectful. So was Biden. My youngest son said, well, Mom, Biden doesn't deserve respect. Everybody deserves a little respect, but it was awful. It was terrible. Another thing that aggravated me through just trying to answer the first question, Biden starts off answering the question and then gets off on the pandemic and this and that, deflecting. And that's what the Dems do. They deflect. They will not answer a question. They're going to bring up something else. Thirdly, I don't know if y'all have seen the meme that says we would, this should be the moderator of the next debate, and it's Medea. Medea.
No, that would be good. Sam Jackson.
Yeah. Medea. She'd have them scrape. it was disgraceful, really. I mean, Trump could have won hands down had he just said his say and kept his mouth shut. I've been thinking of all these other things. This is actually what I was going to say when I called. I haven't thought about this until just yesterday, really. I think one of the reasons Trump has such a problem, he has not been in politics. That's one of the reasons I voted for him. I wanted somebody not a politician. But he has been the boss. In charge for so long. Who would have ever crossed him or questioned him in his private capacity? Maybe his closest advisors, and they still probably didn't get, their say in. He's not used to having someone stand up to him. I really think that's part of it. He can't keep his mouth shut because he's used to having his own way. And he's not used to having somebody go against him. So,
no, that makes sense to me. And I actually think the only people that would really stand up to him were people on his same level.
Right.
Say his friends who, had a lot of money too, or maybe more than him, and could tell him what's what. And even now that he's become president, he doesn't get that as much. He's actually, I've heard him complain about it. It's like, call me Donnie. Like, call me Dee,
Sure. And unfortunately, we've got younger people who are trying to be interested and are trying to find the facts. My youngest son, he loves to listen to y'all. And he'll call me and just start in on, why does da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? And I tell him sometimes, son, you gotta dial it down. I just can't handle it. But he texted me and he said at the end, I am so disappointed in DT, Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And that's a shame that the younger generation are watching this. And he wasn't acting he kept saying, I was elected. And that's right. That's a valid point. He should have just kept his mouth shut. He wasn't acting very presidential.
Okay. Well, good call, Wonderful. Appreciate it.
I have one more point, please. Okay. And this is just on a programming note. I wish y'all would move Dave Ramsey to 6 o'clock.
At night?
9 o'clock. Yes. I mean, he's on at 9.
Right.
But, I'm getting old, and 9 o'clock is trying to sort of get ready, get the kitchen and get ready for bed or whatever. So it would be really nice. I mean, y'all have kind of had different things at 6, and they come and they go, and put him there.
Okay.
That's my 2 cents.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Sure. Have a good day.
You too. No, duly noted. Duly noted. 272-9228. Let's go to Tiger. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, how's it going? My voice is going to sound a little different. I had to have surgery, but...
You all right, though?
Yeah, man. I'm just trying my best.
Good.
But what I wanted to talk about was just, I started debate when I was in eighth grade, and that just had me so bummed out. That display was just pitiful. Because one of the things we used to talk about in Lincoln Douglas was Bush credibility. George Bush's dad, you know. And it's like presidential credibility meant something. So you're supposed to hold yourself up to a certain level. I mean, I've seen the decorum break down, and I think it started with the Clarence Thomas situation back in the 90s. Hmm. But we've got to get things back on track, because 90 million people worldwide watched that, and that was just a pitiful display on both sides.
Yeah, it truly was. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, Jack, I think you're dead on what you said, because no matter what party you're in, that's the representative for the United States, and we got to do a little bit better.
Well, I agree with you, Tiger, but I have to say, watching it, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't shocked. It's why I shared on the Book of Faces. This is an accurate portrayal of American politics mm-hmm. today.
Yeah, I saw you had that post, but do you think they should cut the mics off, or just are these two 70-plus-year-old guys, and they're going to act like some adults?
I don't know how long that would help. I would change the formatting some. I think it is a shame for Chris Wallace to needle. And it's not just Chris Wallace, though. He was not good. I didn't like right. the questions. And it's not from a partisan point of view. And I'll put it this way.
In general,
it's when you essentially say to both Trump and Biden some kind of needling question, here's this big controversy that happened to you. You have 2 minutes to answer.
And yeah, because even in soon Congress, will the speaker yield to a friendly question? You don't tell somebody if the question is good, bad, they're going to like it, not
right,
like it.
Right.
You're kind of neutral, but you're right. That whole thing was just...
Or, and give them like 5 minutes.
I feel sorry for the kids. Because I used to watch this man. I used to watch stuff like this. I've watched presidential debates since I was a little kid in 88. Bush Dukakis. You know, this is just pitiful.
Yeah, I think there could be some formatting changes, and I think we need to stop going to the cable news networks, the whole format and model of these prestige journalists doing this. It just keeps going badly, and they've become these reality shows, and I'm talking the last cycle, literally. This current one with the Democrats. It was just a mess, and it has been for a while. It wasn't just the other night, though. A lot of blame can be laid at the feet of the president. I think you're right, Jack's right, and Biden wasn't exactly his best self either. Thank you for the call, Tiger. 272-9228. Let's go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good. You got me running a little late this morning. I set my clock by when you called me.
Yeah, we had a bunch of calls and conversation going on. I apologize.
No, it's all right. I just had a 10:15 appointment. Was planning on walking out the door when you called me. Now it's 10:15 and I'm walking out the door.
Don't use me as an alarm clock.
Bad
idea.
I'm totally using you as an alarm clock. I'm going to throw you under the bus when I get there. It's all
Joey's fault. So you do have it. It's an in-home consultation?
Well, yeah, he's a friend of mine, Mr. Abney, that I used to get my goats from him. And I was talking to him yesterday because, you know, we sold our place and we moved to a regular house and have a regular life now. And I said, do you remember that time that you got me with those two baby goats? He said, oh, it's so good for the girls to learn how to baby bottle feed goats. Now, there's nothing cuter in life than a baby goat, right?
Right.
And then when you have two of them, that's just twice as good.
Oh,
in our
sure.
thought. Until you start baby bottle. Have y'all ever baby bottle fed a goat before?
No, no, I don't think I've ever baby bottled anything.
Okay, so the problem would be, once they figured out that you're the mama,
mm-hmm.
yep. anytime that they would see you, they would go, bah! Like that. But they would put their face against our window. And if they see you walking through the house, they would scare the crap out of you. So everybody's on their bellies doing the crawl through the house trying not to be seen. He got me on that baby bottle goat. He really got me. me on that deal. I finally, about a month in, had to take him back and say, I'm sorry, Sam, I can't keep them out of the windows. The kids no longer think they're cute. We all hate these goats. They got to go. Yeah, worst experience ever. So if anybody ever says, hey, I got a baby ball goat, don't do it, please. I'm telling y'all.
And yet you remain friends.
We're still friends. I brought him the goats back, and he just laughed because he got a whole month out of me.
I love that.
Well, Ray.
But hey, if you need floors that can handle a baby goat, I've got them.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll handle the baby goats. They'll handle your babies. They'll handle the dogs. We've got flooring that will handle your needs. But it all starts with that phone call, 285-8117. And once we get through, you want me to go, because you're going to love it so much.
Folks, again, that number for Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray here on News and Views, and maybe even throw a little bye.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. If you need a baby bottle of good, I can hook you up over here with Mr. Abney.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Thank you, Ray.
Take care, Ray.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too,
buddy.
Thanks. Former Governor John Patterson lives on a little farm near Ellic City. Mm-hmm. He's almost 100. If he's not, he's close. He had a pet goat that used to come in the house. And when somebody went up there to talk to him, it may have been Steve Flowers or somebody else. He was sitting, and the goat was bothering me. He just said, I don't know what her name was, something like Sylvia or something crazy. Sylvia, get on out of here. And so the goat left because she was interrupting him when he was trying to talk to somebody interviewing him. Can you imagine having a goat in the house?
No, I can't. I'm sitting here weighing, do I want a dog or a cat? I'm almost about to pull the trigger on that, and I can't imagine having a darn
mini goat. Yeah, that's what you need.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
I'll pick you one up this afternoon. It'll be in your.
I'm not going to take advice from some Hawaiian shirt wearing boogaloo boy. All right.
Now, Joe, you're crossing the line now.
Yeah. By the way, Eddie's wearing all these Hawaiian shirts. I thought it was the Proud Boys uniform. Turns out it's a group called what, the Boogaloo Boys?
Boogaloo Boys. Yeah, we had a caller to let us know that Hawaiian shirts are worn by the Boogaloo Boys.
Oh, and they're the ones who want to, like, start some stuff.
They really are pot stirrers out there.
And you're not one of them?
Not.
Do you condemn them? Do it.
I don't really know enough about them to condemn.
Oh, I see
and
how
I
it
like
is.
And I like the shirts they wear.
I see how it is. That's your chance.
I got to learn more about them.
Mm-hmm. 272-9228. Let's go to one of Jack's favorite callers, and he's becoming one of mine, Curmudgeon. Hello, sir.
Hey, Jackie. Glad to be on today.
You sound it.
You know what gets me? You know what gets me? All these people that worried about the children and the debate. Have any of them watched Love Island and called in about the children?
Love Island? No.
Have you not seen that on TV?
No, I don't watch TV at Rochester.
That's on regular TV. It's the most pornographic thing on TV, and I don't hear nobody worried about the children on that. But I don't think.
Wait, is it what it sounds like? It's a bunch of people on an island and lost stuff?
People or, yeah, I mean, it's filth, but all of a sudden these people are worried about the children in the debate and they don't want them to hear it, but they probably don't mind the children watching Love Island. It's just, you know, it's just a ridiculous thing, but, you know, I doubt if the debate changed anybody's heart or mind or how they're going to vote. I mean, do you?
No, I think it was a wash at the end of the day. Jack, what do you think?
Yeah, I think Trump was the loser, but I think most people that watch that had their mind already made up and they're not going to change.
And I'm not sure. Jack, would you agree that most people who own polls vote who they like, they think is going to, who won the debate? Would you agree to that?
You mean, is there a percentage of people who watch that debate?
People who like Trump probably thought he won the debate. People who like Biden think he won the debate. Do you think that's the way a lot of that poll stuff works?
I think all of Biden's people say he won because he didn't screw up. But I think most of the people I've talked to are mad about the Trump's performance. But it's probably not influenced things that much.
I think he brought up something. I think he, you know, what does Biden run on? Biden's running on, he's the he's the wonderful, clean guy. Trump's the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this, you know, we did get Hunter Biden in this, and I think the, you know, this wonderful person's worn out. But I went back, I'm going back to what I said yesterday, and I believe people who think won the debate, I still look at Telemundo, mm-hmm. at 66% of the people from Telemundo thought Trump won the debate. And Hispanics are the biggest, I think, the biggest minority in the United States right now. You get 60% think he won the debate. How much Hispanic votes would it take him to really change the elections in the United States right now?
Didn't Bush W. get into the 40s, Jack? Like at one,
he may have. And Reagan was probably in the high 20s. I think the Latino vote is up for grabs.
Yeah.
Because they don't like abortion and all that.
I spent 2 weeks down in Tampa over the last couple weeks, and it's amazing the people that's out for Trump down there, the signage and everything. And I would really feel hard to believe that Trump wouldn't win Florida. I mean, it's just, you know, the people very outspoken. I saw mega hats and everything, and I just... So, but, you know, I'm not sure that Trump didn't win the debate. If he was able to change a demographic like Spanish folks in his favor, I'm not sure that he completely lost the debate or didn't gain something out of the debate.
Well, we shall.
But you're right. You know, the best thing with Biden is just let him talk and he'll screw up. If you shorten his time that he doesn't have to think. If he has to think, he's going to mess up. They still, you know, at the first train stop, the questions are pathetic that they're asking this guy. I've never seen anything that was so manipulated. The news comes out with something and it's coordinated with the Biden campaign. It's really pathetic that we've lost, I guess, what do they used to call the newspaper, the third rail or what, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We no longer have a press in this country anymore. It's completely part of the Democratic arm, and that's sad.
Yeah, I think they're controlling a lot more than even the party leaders, too. Sometimes I wonder who's actually in charge, the press or the Democrats, in that regard. What's their relationship?
People really should be scared of what now. We've been set up for the most pathetic results coming. With all these ballots that's been mailed out there, you have to be a dimwit to think that we're not just going to have one heck of a mess after this election, and we may not for months. Even though we'll be counting ballots and everything else from garbage cans to this and that.
Well, curmudgeon, I know you're a bright bulb, but don't underestimate the size of the nincompoopery that is out there.
Well, we're being set up big time with this mail-out ballot thing for a really fight. If Biden wins or Biden loses, it's going to be the next Russian hoax. They're going to be... You know, Trump changed the post office. It's never going to end. And, you know, it's really sad. I don't know how we fix it now, but. All right. Thanks, Jack.
See you, bud.
All right. See you later, pal.
272-9228, 272-9228. You doing all right, Jack?
Yeah, I'm just.
Fiddling with something?
Yeah, somebody said turn off video, so I tried to turn it off.
Oh, that buzz is just built up there. Sorry. Anyway, we got to hit a break here. 272-9228. This part of the program, in fact, this hour of news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Give them a call today at 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll be back with more news and views from 9 till noon after this quick break.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Here's to business. It may not be as usual, but it's getting done. And that's because of you, your business, and the people behind it. Your doors are opening, your customers are calling, your business is getting done, curbside and online. Wow Business is proud to support business owners like you by offering 1 gig internet for just $1.99 per month, so you can keep getting it done. Here's to you. Let's keep doing business together. Visit wowforbusiness.com. Offer for new customers subject to change. Prices do not include taxes, fees, and equipment charges. Restrictions apply.
It's the 10 best days of fall. The 67th Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th. It kicks off Friday, October 9th with a salute to our veterans, sponsored by Sam's Club. Active military and retired admitted free with proper ID. This year, due to the COVID crisis, there will be no indoor concerts, but plenty of great local and regional bands playing nightly on our outside stage. Enjoy the Midway with its rides and games, plus all the entertaining outdoor shows like the circus, along with the agricultural exhibits. October 12th is school day. All students, kindergarten through high school, get in for $5 and ride wristbands are just $15. Sponsored by Daryl Bailey and the Montgomery County DA's office. For information on admission requirements during the crisis, along with a daily schedule, visit alnationalfair.org or download the fair app from your app store. Advanced tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. The Alabama National Fair, October 9th through the 18th, presented by the Kiwanis Club of Montgomery Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama and Pepsi.
The Alabama National Fair.
Garrett Coliseum clear bag policy in effect. All state, local, and CDC requirements strictly enforced.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why United Healthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
Hey, it's Angel from Beauty and Beyond, and I want to recommend Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs. During this coronavirus pandemic, we have continued to advertise on Blue Water Broadcasting, and it has helped keep traffic coming to our location. We would like to thank the city for the support, and we also recommend that you use Blue Water Broadcasting for all your advertising needs.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Radical left. Will you shut up, man?
You were a senator. And
you're the worst president America has ever had.
Hey, come on. This is how you conduct yourself in a democracy.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Troop Booth has been working there at Heirloom Jewelers. Well, it's a family business, so he remembers it all his life. 40-year business. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry items, jewelry pieces. But Drew Booth is also trained at the Gemological Institute of America. So with all that expertise, all that experience, he's able to offer you incredible prices on one-of-a-kind fine antique jewelry pieces. Whether you're looking to buy those from Troop or sell your jewelry to Troop Booth, the way to do it, I mean, right now, he just fix up the website. Just go to heirloomjewelers.com, heirloomjewelers.com. You can see what they currently have in stock. And you can also set up an appointment to stop by the showroom to buy or sell fine antique jewelry to Troop Booth. In particular, if you're looking to sell, he's looking for finished pieces, gold and diamonds, but even scrap jewelry you can get a pretty penny for. So you'll bring in your items, he'll give you an appraisal, and if you agree to the value then and there, you get paid right then and there. So check out Troop Booth today. Again, that website, heirloomjewelers.com, heirloomjewelers.com, or give him a call at 260-0066, 260-0066. Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers, fantastic sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You seem a little down today, Jack.
I'm not down. I just don't feel too good.
Okay. Well, is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
Because you're all I've got. I mean, you got plenty.
Put a cream pie in my face. You know, a lot of people I'd like to do that to.
Yeah.
Donald Trump right now, for one.
Yeah, I'm of the Nickelodeon generation, so I might slime you, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, don't pull that lever right next to you.
Yeah.
272-922. Guess who we have on the phone? We've already talked to Flower Child. We've already talked.
Randall?
Yeah, Randall. Hey, Randall.
Hey, say a cream pie, huh, Jack?
Yeah. Plunk right up to Jay, the square on right in the face.
I'd love to be the one that just smashes it in and makes it go all down and the vertical. He did yesterday. And before I get that I don't tell you about the shirts, Joy. The reason they're wearing them shirts, they are just going around saying they protect, which I really don't think they need to be doing what they're doing, but they're showing up protecting businesses. Like if somebody needs them, they show up. They're wearing the shirts to so they stand out away from any police, any riders, everything that, you know what I mean, it's to stand out so they don't get mixed up. Mm-hmm. But they're saying they're constitutionalists and they protect businesses, but it don't do nothing but make it worse, you know what I mean? Just move, let them burn down. If they want to burn town down, let them burn down, you know what I mean? I don't think they ought to be trying to suit up. And because once you get so many, you know what I mean, you get enough on one side and that's, you know what I mean? Somebody starts firing and there ain't no stopping. You never know what might happen.
Yeah,
you know,
Randall, I hear what you're saying, and I don't think people should be going out there to look for a fight, but wouldn't it become just fine? You know, burn it down. Just go ahead.
Well, you know what I mean? When I was saying let's stand up against it, everybody was saying it's going to be all right. Like, it's already too late. I mean, they burned it down, so it's too late to stand up. I mean, I was trying to get everybody to stand up 6 months ago. I mean, you can't wait to. You know, I mean, the fires are taller than the ladder trucks. I mean, there ain't no sense in getting in the middle of it. I mean, you got to get ahead of the war. And we just got to know that we fighting one. And Jack, I'm going to be honest with you. It looked like to me Donald Trump was covering for Biden. Every time Biden went to scratch, you know what I mean, looked down, Trump would jump in there. And it's almost that he knew his people, that the comment to Hillary was the setup, if you ever needed to use that. Because everybody just expected him to do some of that, but nobody expected him to take it this far. And Joe doing the little coughing move, I mean, it was a fake cough, but you could see the little IV port hanging out of this thing. They laugh, man, I'm telling you, they're laughing at us. And I know Trump was covering for that dude. I think he's playing 7D chess, but it's against the American people. That man was covering for Joe Biden. So he wouldn't stumble on himself. And that port hanging out of his sleeve, there wasn't no sense in that fake cough to get that picture. And Jay, I don't want you to feel down about it. We just got to find out how to beat these folks, man. We got to quit thinking about the next debate and start thinking about, you know, 8-9 years down the road to get in front of this. Because, I mean, I think it's showing through. I don't think you can stop it. Once he made the, and I ain't going to say he made it, but once the left came out so far, I mean, where do you come back from the Green New Deal? Then he made Joe Biden say he was the whole Democratic Party and he wasn't for the Green New Deal. Then he made it. He automatically already done said Amy was fine for the courts. I mean, Joe Biden did. So he's done, I mean, the nominee that Trump put up, he's already agreed to her. So, I mean, it's almost like they on the same team and they know what they're doing, but we the ones that, you know, in the back. Because I'm feeling your pain this morning, man. I hate to hear you talk like that. I really do, man.
I'm not gonna mention it after today, but it was on my mind real bad last night. So I wanted to talk about it.
And I don't blame you. And I think that's where my biggest mistake was, is not talking to people. You know what I mean? We don't talk enough and don't talk soon enough. I mean, that's on everything. I mean, no matter what we're looking for. But Joey, if you see a horse hat on one of them Hawaiian shirts, mm-hmm. Just know it's a boy. You know what I mean?
It's definitely Eddie Bader if he's wearing one of those horse hats.
But
just
know it's him. And the Proud Boys, you made me go look it up. Donald Trump, that was another thing. I don't, you know, and it's almost like a mood to say, hey, look at them. You know what I mean? It's black, white, mixed, and they standing up for America. But then Trump turns around and covers for Joe when he could have let Joe stumble all over himself. So, I mean, I don't know what battle to fight no more, Joy. But like you said, hey, they ain't supposed to burn down my land. You know what I mean? So I go as far as let them burn it down. They want to when they get to, you know, man, it's got to be a line somewhere.
And I don't know who's doing it no more. It's so contrived and glutinated because of the colleges. I mean, we can't be mad at everybody. So I just say back up to and love who's next to you and take care of them, man. I'm back to that point. Not worry about my grandkids no more. Cause hell, it looks like, you know what I mean? If my daughter's gonna be in a living hell of my great grandchildren. And, you know what I mean? Can I see her, you know, doing it, or should I be with her and enjoy life? Or should I try to fight this battle that my great grandkids are, you know, never going to be able to win once they start controlling the world, Saudi Arabia?
No, I say enjoy your life.
That's what you say, but then you say we should let them burn it down at the same breath. I mean, the same.
I don't mean sentence, travel across state lines and go look for a fight. If there's somebody, I didn't say, you know, don't tolerate it, but I said don't say, oh, it's okay. This idea that, oh, it's just fine. And, you know, this is why we have, you know, municipal police, supposedly.
I guess everybody's watching this debate, and if Trump changes his demeanor, then does that mean he's not, you know, who y'all elect? Because we all wanted somebody who wasn't presidential, and he's, you know, our type of person. But then when he don't, then everybody criticizes him because he's not presidential. I mean, you know, God, where we go from here, Joe? I can't wait till he gets on here tomorrow, to Mr. Jack. The dude wrote the books, and we hear everybody's heartbreak. And what this lockdown done, and are we going to stand up as Americans and take this country back? I mean,
there you go, Randall. Randall, we got to run. Appreciate it, man. Ooh. How you doing, Jack?
I will. Thank you.
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm just trying to sort all that out.
Right. 272-9228. Well, let's go to another legacy caller here. Clint.
Good day.
How you doing, Clint?
Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. Just looking at you guys, and I don't know. You know, I totally disagree with Jack Campbell and Steve, what's his name?
Steve Flowers or something yesterday?
Yeah, Steve Flowers, yeah. I thought they were about 90% full of crap. And I agree with Randall, though. But, you know, Flowers, they said, well, you know, the president took a low blow and went over the top. And what is wrong with that, Jack?
Nobody got anything out of that debate. None of the questions were answered.
The president did fine.
Okay, well, and you know, probably most Trump supporters do think he did well. And I'm a Trump supporter, but I thought it was awful. I couldn't even listen to it.
Really? Well, I watched the whole thing. I think the guy did just fine, and I think he went in as a lightweight. He did not want to hurt Joe Biden. He could have. But he went lightly on the man.
Hmm.
Now, the second debate, I don't think he will go lightly.
What, do you think he's going to tackle him like he did Vince McMahon?
Sir?
Think he's going to tackle him like he did Vince McMahon at WrestleMania's Battle of the Billionaires?
Yeah, I think he's going to come in a little bit more headstrong on the second debate, if there is one.
I think there will be.
I think the guy, just a lightweight, he didn't want to hurt Joe Biden that much, and he's just filling the water. That's what he was doing. And the worst thing about the debate was Chris Wallace. He wouldn't shut the heck up. You know, a debate is a debate. You ask a question and let him go head to head. You know, keep your mouth shut, dude. You know, let him talk. Isn't that what it's about?
You would think
so. I mean, this is a very important situation here. We're not throwing horseshoes here. And we're fighting for the presidency of the United States of this country. It's very important.
Yes.
So, let him go. And don't criticize the president.
Why?
If you're going to do anything,
Why? He should be immune? Like, so people who support him, who are going to vote for him, can't criticize him, Clint?
Well, yeah, you can criticize anybody. You know what I mean. But you're not going to change his attitude or his personality. He's going to be what he is.
That is certainly true.
You know, so, you know, take it for what it's worth. You know, if you want to talk bad, talk bad. Whatever.
Well, Clint,
all right, guys,
we love
have
you.
A great day.
Appreciate you
too, bud. Take care, Clint.
More news and views from 9 till noon. We got to hit another break here, but this hour of news and views once again brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, you owe it to yourself to call Kim Williams today. Kim can save you
so much money.
You're leaving money on the table. If you're a current homeowner and you haven't refinanced that mortgage, you can be saving hundreds of dollars a month, works out to thousands over the course of a year. Skip a payment or two when you refinance with Kim Williams. She can also help get you that first home, that first mortgage. She'll walk you through the home buying process. And veterans out there, you need to take advantage of these VA mortgage programs. Kim Williams can also introduce you to the IRRL, the Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan Program. It is, it's really a fantastic program where you can get down into the twos. Isn't that right, Andy?
Yes,
twos.
And that's, I'm telling you, man, I couldn't tell you the loan in the last 20 years has been closing 2% or less.
Right.
And it's just incredible.
So y'all check out Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage today. 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Why call Alabama Home Mortgage? Because there is.
There is a difference in mortgage lenders.
That's right, Jack. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Hush, hush, I need a loving and I'm not spring now.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Who can you trust anymore when you have healthcare questions with all of this misinformation floating around on social media?
I trust our local doctor and also my Adams Drugs pharmacist.
I just want to know if I'm taking the right medications and if there's something else I can do to help boost my immune system.
You know, the pharmacist at Adams Drugs talked with me about my medications just the other day and offered some great advice on that very thing, boosting my immune system.
Well, what did they tell you?
They recommended vitamin C, vitamin D, and also zinc supplements. Makes me feel good when I can just walk into my Adams drugstore and talk with my pharmacist about any healthcare concerns I may have. I trust them.
Well, I need to go to Adams Drugs and let them look over my medications and get some advice on how to build up my immune system, too.
Good. You'll learn to trust them like I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned HealthMart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you've been liking this weather, you're going to love this forecast for the next several days. For today, we actually warm up a little bit back into the low 80s before the second cold front of the week arrives later on in the afternoon. So behind it, clear, pleasantly cool tonight, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, just about perfect. And it's Friday. Nice breeze, sunshine, low humidity, high in the low 70s. Clear skies, jacket weather on Friday night with the overnight low temperature in the upper 40s by dawn Saturday morning. Then for the first weekend in October, just about perfect. Highs in the 70s daytime, 50s at night, low humidity. You can't improve on that. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at brubaker.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions
and our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody
and got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Okay, places, y'all.
Last Sunday, millions of viewers tuned in to the all-new return of Fox Animation Domination.
I love it!
And Sunday,
yes,
it's another night of new episodes.
2 weeks in a row. This is very good for us.
Catch The Simpsons.
Like Carumba.
Bless the Heart. Bob's Burgers.
Yes!
And Family Guy.
Terrific.
Because when it comes to all-new comedies, who wouldn't want more?
I want more. I just don't want to do anything to earn it.
Sunday only on Fox.
Sunday on Fox 20.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I'm Joey Clark. He's Eddie Bader.
How you doing, Joey?
Doing all right. Jack had to step out for a second, but he'll be back. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Joey. I got just a couple of things to say. You know, I appreciate everybody's viewpoint on your show, and that's the reason why I listen to it, because, I mean, it's interesting. It really is. But I'm going to tell you the way I feel about this debate situation is that, you know, Trump has went to bat for us here in America. He really, truly has. The man has been under such scrutiny and unjustifiable criticism and just, you know, taken to the woodshed by so many crazy people. And he's held his own. You know, to a certain degree, everybody has a breaking point. And for him to stand up there and be looking at the true clown and listen to him berate him, you know, it may not have been a good day for Trump. It may not have been a good day for him. But the man's got a damn backbone. He's got a backbone. I don't think he's going to lie to us. I really don't. And I think if we don't stand behind this man, we are nothing but traitors. That's all we are. The man has he has nothing to gain personally from this office. He doesn't take a paycheck. He's went over and beyond helping every type of people, every race of people in this country. When something is said, he pretty much jumps on top of it and takes care of it. I will say this, and I love Jack. Jack's a great guy. But I guarantee you one thing, if Jack Campbell was standing across from some demented old fart like Joe Biden, and he was attacking him, let me tell you something. He wouldn't put up with it. He would come on. He would probably come down on him harder than Trump did. Chris Wallace, this was all a setup. It was all a setup. Mm-hmm. Chris Wallace tried to stop Trump 74, 76 times. He interrupted Biden, I think it was like 18 times. Every time Trump gets involved in any of these debates, town hall meetings or anything like that, right now it's a setup. Trump is he's got grit. That's what we need in this country. That's the reason why our country is in the shape that it is in. We've got a bunch of lying traitors that will sell us out. And if Biden gets in there, we're going to have hell to pay.
Yes.
So that's my opinion, man. It just infuriates me to know that, I mean, you know, you got to step up and be a man sometimes.
Yes.
And I don't see where Trump.
It's interesting, Charlie. I'll give you a little behind the scenes as I'm watching the debate. I get a call from Jack, and what Jack said on there is pretty much is how he feels. He's saying it out of he wants Trump to win, and he's just worried this isn't going well. He's looking at it from the point of view of a political strategist, been doing this for years.
Right.
He's got some great stories from when he was really doing this in Texas. Crazy stuff.
And I can understand that. He doesn't want Trump to hurt himself.
And what I told him, though, Charlie, when he called me a little distraught, worried about how it was going, I said, I didn't use your name, Charlie, but I thought of folks like you. And I also thought of myself. I'm like, Jack, I'm the wrong guy to ask right now because I'm enjoying the hell out of this. He seemed like the same guy I'd been watching fighting the press in recent press conferences, the same guy I saw at rallies. The only thing I really thought he dropped the ball on was the white supremacy, Proud Boy, Kenosha question, not because it was a fair question. It was not fair question. It's that he could have handled that better and really, really hit Biden in the gut if he had handled it better, but he kind of dropped
it. Well, I think the thoughts that come into his mind about the Proud Boy situation, it was like he should have maybe kept that to himself, you know, really. But that's Trump sometimes says things before he thinks, and I can understand that. I get where you're coming from. I really, truly do. But for another man to stand over there and call your president of the United States, and I don't care who he is, if he was Barack Obama or Jimmy Carter or some of these other guys that didn't know what in the crap they were doing, to call him a clown and the worst president we've ever had. Trump, not because I like Trump, but Trump has been the damn best president we've ever had so far. Because none of the other presidents have had to come under the gun like Trump has had to come under the gun. I don't know how he keeps his sense about it.
Right.
But, you know, that's... And I understand Jack's thoughts. He's frustrated with him because maybe it wasn't his best day. And we'll see... When this other debate comes up, it's going to be very interesting to see how Mike Pence and Harris, they do.
Yeah, that'll be a whole other dynamic. And the next presidential debate will be a town hall style. So that'll change things up a little bit.
How are they going to pull that off? I mean, is it going to be questions?
Oh, they'll distance them in some wacky way. And, you know, it'll work out. They might have some video questions.
Yeah, we've got to stand firm with this situation with Trump. I mean, he's a man's man, I can tell you right now.
He
don't pull any punches. And, you know, Joey, when you think about it, before he was a so-called politician, everybody loved him because he was the big daddy. He had money. The NAACP loved him. They patted him on the back. Jesse Jackson, what's the other thug that has not paid his taxes in years? He loved him.
Well, here's my favorite example of Trump as a cultural figure. You know, and this is, I guess, an odd thing about me. I'm a super fan of Prince.